This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the broader housing market in this country has by and large shaken off the crash and the Great Recession, there is a distinct slice of it that's still changing. Public housing projects have been coming down in American cities for a while now. The idea is to reduce the density of poverty, to give people a chance to get into new neighborhoods using vouchers instead, and then ultimately to give those folks a chance to get on the road to a better economic future. But finding a place to live where you want to live rather than where you are told you can live can be tricky. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship went to Tyndall Heights in Macon, Georgia, to see how that works.
Tyndall Heights is 28 acres of 75-year-old red brick or avocado green block, more than 400 apartments total. The Macon Housing Authority has a plan to replace this with something less dense and more modern. But first, everyone has to move out. For Osset Reeves, this is welcome news.
Me, I was already ready to move, so I'm excited about it, and I'm glad that they're doing this.
Reeves is a college student. She and her children have lived here for 5 years.
I would like to get a house.
And she has another dream.
Well, it's going to be better because my son would be able to go to a better school.
That might not be an option. That's because her choices will be limited by the Section 8 Tenant Protection Voucher, or TPV, that will pay part of the rent at her new place. There might be nothing available in the area's one grade A school district that meets Section 8 requirements. And most of the places Reeves could pick as her new home fall in local school districts with failing grades on federal standardized tests. But Reeves won't get a look at her housing choices until she has her voucher in hand.
That's why we make sure that our residents know that, you know, don't move or you won't be eligible for a TPV.
That's June Parker, head of the Macon Housing Authority. She says the relocation vouchers issued by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, offer people real choice. Once Reeves and others receive their vouchers, they'll have 120 days to find a place. But for now, there's no list of properties for her to look at.
I think that's pretty common. There's no one perfect list. There's no one perfect place.
That's Linda Couch, the Senior Vice President for Policy at the National Low Income Housing Coalition. I spent a week on the internet trying to find Section 8 housing. I found 195 local Section 8 properties, all outside that grade A school district. I learned about school opportunities by plotting my list against another map of schools and test scores. Your Googling skills may vary, but remember, many people in public housing don't have internet access. Linda Couch says having one huge list would be great, but
it's not feasible in the world of rapidly changing vacancies and lease-ups.
HUD officials say keeping track of day-to-day housing markets is the job of local housing authorities. The Macon Housing Authority does have a list of 900 local landlords, but it doesn't keep a list of their properties. And Osset Reeves won't have access to that information until after she's been given her voucher. Linda Couch says it's one thing to talk about lists.
It's another thing talking about having a quality resource for tenants to start their search and really get a leg up on getting their families into neighborhoods of opportunity.
The value of a voucher can make it hard to move to better school districts. Those values are based on average rents across whole housing markets. So low rents on one end of town can drag the average down and cut off access to more expensive housing. Recognizing that problem, June Parker says housing authorities regularly try to recruit new landlords. But there are limits.
If the homeowner or the landlord chooses not to be part of the Section 8 program, we cannot force them.
As a remedy, HUD is experimenting with letting voucher values rise and fall as tenants travel between the zip codes that make up larger housing markets.
Okay, you can come in.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is a little chilly.
I check in on Osset Reeves at home with her kids about a month after we first meet. She's still waiting on her housing voucher, but she's still excited, and she wants to be deliberate.
I want to get it right the first time.
The clock isn't ticking yet. She still has time. So for now, she can keep dreaming of that perfect house. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Grant Blankenship for Marketplace.